have to report us together with the support documentation. You have to talk about matters around. Then we have a discussion around the effectiveness or otherwise of our rehabilitation program. Members and DTS colleagues will know that there's been a consistent subtle insinuation that we're not doing a good job in terms of rehabilitation. That's why guys go in and come out and recommit, those types of things. So really that's the intent is to understand if we are winning on that front. And we get a presentation. And then at 12:30 we ask members to remain behind for a very short period. We just want to tie them on our fourth quarter. And no one knows your understanding of it. Is that acceptable? Thank you very much. It's 9:30 to 11 o'clock for the first session, and then 11 to 12:30 for hosted by 12 o'clock. The 3-year briefing and members of your board will interact immediately, but without cutting corners, as to the point and as precise as possible. If you need to go over that time, you can do that. If you can make it a bit shorter, that would be welcome. Assuming certainty is obtained. I know all the colleagues here. I don't know the colleagues here know all of us. If you can use your dedication, you can do that. I'm sure you know everybody in this time. If you feel like you're going to do introductions, you can do that. Otherwise, as they speak, they can just introduce that. It's up to you, but let them know the people.
Good morning, okay, and honorable members of the committee. I just mercy to make sure that everybody knows who are going to be part of the delegation. My name is Jack Smallberger. I will lead the delegation. So maybe just again, I know the National Commissioner Stephen Paul. It is agreed upon that it's not necessary for the National Committee to be here, but also just to say that we can see a policy. Firstly, let me just introduce the team with me on my left hand side. Lucky my there. The head one on my right hand side is Deputy Commissioner responsible for well-being, tissue, and look. Next to her is our Chief Deputy Commissioner responsible for community direction. And next to her is Sikom Bambu, who is the DC IGR. And next to him is the DC responsible for executive management in the Office of the National Commissioner. And that will be the delegation chair. And we really want to appreciate this opportunity to update the committee on very important matters. First, it will be the TMC and the program, and our entity, the second part will be the defense for the education program. So I really need to allow you to want to give a quick brief of the presentation, and then for the third one, and then the vote, the content. So thank you very much. The presentation today will be presented by Mr. Joseph. Thank you. that, including the functions of the chairperson of the criminal justice director of the FBI, specifically as one of my number of sections there, that if you section 271I and so on, the white level correction, why is it there, specifically the one deals with the application of the unit management, which is therefore by which the planning of correction operation is taking care of the ORC, which is the offender and the application part. So a lot of other sections in the chapter, specifically chapter 5, of the white paper, 5.2, 5.3, and 5.4. That one deals with the application of the implementation of unit management, as I've already indicated, which one is a central through which the department so it's proper to use the vehicle to deliver on the mandate, the realization of the offenders in a humane condition. That is basically the reason for what they try. And in the next slide deals with the case management cycle. You can see there the 10 members of the parliament. We start with our admission, the assessment, for 5 minutes, and specified period of time, wherein the completion of the correctional sentence plan in terms of section 38 of the F, what I have just mentioned, stipulates that the correctional sentence plan needs to be compiled by and signed off or approved by the CMC, which is the Case Management Committee. And after that has been approved, obviously, there will then be given a housing unit where the intervention will take place. And after which, within periods of 3 months, 6 months, 12 months, depending on the length of the sentence of an offender, and this offender will obviously be checked by the so-called case review team. We use the abbreviation or acronym CRT, wherein they have to engage with this offender until the offender obviously qualifies, or until the offender after it has been established that he is now ready to be paroled or ready to be placed out. They will then recommend again to the case management committee, of which the case management committee within the same specified period, which is 3 months, 6 months, and 12 months again, depending on the length of the sentence, within Peru, they will say, this person indeed is not qualified to be placed out there, so you need then the armed intervention that will be taking place with the recommendation of the CMC. And when the CMC suggests that, okay, we have now concluded by saying, this person is ready, you will then submit the appropriate process to the parole board, who will then peruse the parole board, perusing the progress of this offender. If they so see that have this person indeed qualified to be placed out there, then they will place him up. And also, as a quick reminder there are two submissions. One is submitted to the head of the center for those that are incarcerated for less than 24 months, and then more than 24 months, obviously, submitted to the parole board. And then we take it from there. And of course, when we start with after placement of the qualified offender to the parole, they will then start again with the same management title. And then same things like that, it's nothing else but it's just a definition of the case management. It's nothing else but the process during which the progress of an offender in terms of his rehabilitation, utilizing the correctional sentence plan reviewed and when necessary, an offender is placed appropriately. This one deals with the capacity for CMC. We indicated earlier on chapter 30 said that we are currently finalizing the interim structure for the department permanent with all the approvals submitted by the National Commissioner on the establishment of the permanent structure of the CMC. It will be finalized during this financial year, must say. And according to the latest audit that we have conducted based on our interim strike report, about 221 chapters of number of CMCs available patents, and then 213 chapters, and then special tariffs is 262, track 458, and obviously the big total is 1,164. So I've already indicated before I share that the commissioner has approved. At the website investigation to conduct that, I was called to write this on my website. particular month that the ratio was according to the union management contract internationally said that one CMC should be, you know, taking care of about 720. But you realize in South Africa that we have to make our own CMC to be tailored to the needs of South Africa, hence we have to review them, hence the new charter that has been undertaken in terms of analyzing it. And it would be one CMC would be 480. And we are pretty communicating with their claim that has been undertaken from last financial year, even this financial year, we continue to train of the CMC specifically on the processes, policies and procedures relating to the functioning of the CMC. And the next slide deals with the slide specifically the statistics of the parties who those that have attended the training. That also includes a mantra that the chairperson, your secretary, your clerk, and other members who feel necessary that have to be part of it. And obviously nationally we've got a figure that has already been trained of about 982. And we can ongoing kind of the training and then the capacity of the CFCBs, it is indicated there for a number of CFCBs of about 53. And obviously we've got a regional breakdown that is highlighted on the board with vacancies, as well as the hope that after good indicators of the we've got about 46 positions, and obviously the vacancy we've got about 32. But Mark indicated that the time that at the following year they immigrated in the inner process of filling up the positions. And some of them are very identified so according to the selection process within the party of for example. This is a labor of police and member of the department. That is about total vacancies of 32 out of the 20 homes that were in advertised and of course we are already indicating that all these homes are in the process of being closed on the current level of state. And we also intend that we recommend with our training, what is needed in the training has been undertaken to all chairperson of the parole board, CMC, and also head of the department. We are of view that everybody needs to understand the CMC issue is important to the Department of Personal Service. Therefore, everybody needs to know where we are and what we are doing. We've got a total number of about 175 members who received training sessions on two modules that we have spoken about. Out of 882 members also attended the follow-up training for about 2 days, which is national. And the module, the number of I left here for multi-line, among others, include your orientation, your overall structure, and the functioning of the parole board, strategic plan, which we see top of what, after each and every financial year, we need to update our members in terms of retraining them, because this strategic plan and the focus of the department per financial year, obviously, is based on the structure. Functions of the CFPB and all other human resource related measures in terms of ensuring that we capacitate them, therefore making them capacitated in terms of dealing with all issues related to our board. And we also have some dates wherein this module 2 was undertaken, as you can see there, report from the month of July 2011 up to September 2011. So these are the sessions that we had, which we have already indicated to take people through, reminding them of the mandate of the department, the policy of the relating to the CFPB, and also letting them know some of the engagement we had, the calls for hearings that we had. So we remind them to be sensitized to be very, very careful and vigilant in terms of implementing the policy, not anything, but implementing the policy, saying which steps will be taken against those that compromise the implementation of the policy. Obviously, this is just nothing about the way how we do or deal with the training in terms of slide that appears in slide number 14. And we also include a number of other representatives that have already been taken, the social are integration people. Everybody benefits. They are playing a role in terms of the CSPD, but also taking that also includes the entire composition of the CSPD. They are taking into this project, which is done obviously. There are also some case studies that people have prepared and take them through. And the processing of cargo cases, offenders paying up to 24 months like cargo raising cases, those are admitted and approved by the head of the center, and then obviously more than 24 months cargo. We have the national performance during 2011 from the first financial year, which we had performance of about 94.16%. With regard to those that are eligible to be placed out there, and obviously the cases submitted by the CMC to the CSPD to order the place of, for example, that are in the indicator. And during the year 2013, of course, we increased our performance from 94% to 95%. And there are those that are serving more than 24 months, which obviously the actions are submitted to the Park Board. We also had maximum performance of about 21.89% during the review. And the offenders taking life imprisonment at the same time in court orders, which relates to some of the period that is on life. You are all aware that on the 30th of September, 2010, the court order was released. We are the court judgment, that is for the court case. That is Van Vieren, wrestler, the Minister of Traditional Education, 2010. And of the implications of judgment was all those that are sentenced to life imprisonment before the 1st of March 1994 immediately become eligible to consider for the parole placement. And of course, out of the total of about 368 offenders sentenced to life before March 1994, so they are still qualified. And of all the qualifying cases of that year, on the 14th of March 2012, this year, the Minister took a decision for the parole cases which were approved were 47, and then parole 95, deportation cases we got 3, and then fed mental health institution we had about 3, and then parole not approved at this point in time. Are going to consider for the next stage for about 216. Of course, the total of on the 23rd of August, in terms of the same case that I've just been talking about, has been submitted to the NCCS, that is the nation of frontiers, of fund-based, that will pass the fund-based judgment, one that was dealing with the case allocation. It has already been submitted to the National Council for Correctional Services, Consideration and CRC, advising the Minister. And regarding the progress on the water investigation, several members of the department dealt with by the CDC here with us, which is more better. I suffice to say that the Commission will be given in that to take the information on correct investigation to finalize the found to do the wrong things. And PCS efforts on public awareness on parole processes and community involvement in recidivism. Of course, purposes of the CSPDs as well as their deputies are appointed from the community in terms of the act. So we do have, obviously, the interaction between us and the community out there. And there are some members that are playing part in terms of the CSPB here from the community, who are also part of the community forum and market our processes, including community involvement. So that is the role that they are playing, and they are very aware of that. Because of the training that I've just been talking about that they are involved. And there are some engagements, obviously, between the CSPB, the Aru Board, and other school individuals, and partnerships with NGOs. And we also enhance the victim participation. Also, we help our clients, especially victims, during the first quarter of 2013, and restorative justice processes which are being undertaken. And we continue to do it like that. The that fund is a referral of sitting to relevant stakeholders, such as the Department of Development and Settlement, Department of Labor, and so on. So there are some referrals from the CFPB to the community, including the role players, so the class of partners are thinking in fixing those that are placed out there. And we have established the Alpha House, Alpha Houses, to take care of the offenders who are sitting on specifically started with juvenile here, those that do not have their house ones, their families, to take care of them so that we engage them. And as and when they get to their families, they then become interventions with their families. Identification of community service institutions for offenders, parole, and replacement of the offender services. That is what we are trying to do moving forward. And there are some awareness campaigns that I've already indicated before, where in CBOs and FBOs, to say nothing else but to say to assist those that need help. And by so doing, we are preventing the crime. And this is obviously part of our aid strategy that was established by the Department of Correctional Services. In consultation or involving all the matters by the government to unpack it. And facilitate the separate interpretation through community structures. That was the National House of Traditional Leaders. We also facilitate the same with the criminal records centers and to clear those areas that should be cleared through all processes and giving them guidance as to what it is that they need to do in order for them to clear their. Which is taken care of by the Department of Health and Policy. The process that was started. And we got a memorandum of understanding that has been entered into with some hospitals. Amongst others, we've got Helen, the Joseph Hospital, National House of Traditional Leaders, Department of Women Settlement, Department of Women, Children, People with Disabilities, 20 universities. All these are really involved in order for us to have that engagement and for them to assist us. And we are building that relationship. And that also includes the involvement of offenders in building local houses and other projects nationally. And we also have same level arguments, which have already been entered into with some of the role players, amongst others here is your Pillar Post, Christian Safety, your Local Ministry, Common Law Prisoner Rehabilitation Agency. And we do have some programs which are also delivered to assist that is intervention program offered by Community Correction at that level. Many people are being raised out there on probation, others are paroling. These programs include, amongst others, like a new beginning, life skills, anger management, substance abuse, sexual offender program, crime prevention, the orientation as to how to they have to. Reintegrate the community out there and be able to be accepted appropriately. The employability, what it is that they have to do in order for them to be employed. The apprenticeship, mentoring, conflict resolution, responsibility acceptance, trade law, politics, crossroads, you mentioned. I have that basically how to CMC,
thank you very much. Before we open up, you know, I think what you need to do, so that when we have a discussion, we have a constructive discussion. Can you explain to us the typical organogram of CMC? Understand that we don't know this. When you say CMC, are you talking about one person? Are you talking about five people? Are you talking... It's a typical organogram of CMC, and once we've understood that, then I think we have an idea of the organogram of the problem. Give us the organogram typically of CMC, so that when we understand it, we then can open it up for the fact. What is this thing called CMC? How does it work? I understand it wouldn't be the same across, but a typical organogram. And we see here you've got chairperson, secretary, and clerk. Is that the CMC? If that is the CMC, say so that we can have a discussion. do that if we open up for discussion.
Based on my successful members of the parliament, they can successfully consist of the video consist of the chairperson, the clerk, secretary, and any other additional member else might be needed to provide. So that is basically that. That includes, among other, your teachers, that is your education, if the chairperson so needs the department.
We need to discuss whether that is the idea or what are the loopholes in that process. I just second year to understand that, so we were then opening up to members. Safe to say, from where we're sitting, I think we have a serious discussion, because my hope was that all those things become secondary to this thing here. Because if this doesn't run, all those other things don't. And that's why for us, this is the problem. So we were opening up for that. Let's have a discussion around CSP, parole board, all those things, on the basis of presentation that we have. Again, I'll remind members that I think we were given until 11:30. I think, as we stand now, it's probably not going to be at 11:30, at 11 o'clock time frame, but we will try, because at 11 we want to go to the rehabilitation. But let's take that. Start with Mahathir and then followed by Abdul Rahman on the basis of the presentation that we did.
Why are only smoking shops present in the associate and the modern case? Is it because of the unwillingness of the official, or is it a shortage of the staff? The second one on page 11 on mine, about future collections for the internal board. The amount of fire put if I heard that correctly, there are 63 that would not be fired. Now, I would like to find out from this person when to make intensive changes. Because this thing of acting, I don't think it is fine. And nothing over there. Lastly, the this is a proper from Hasbara Renner, Okaro. I'd like to find out if the department has visited these community meetings where party town is marketed. If yes, how many, if no, why? I'm raising this question relating to the issue of charters and employment in the sector.
Yeah, I think it was apparently on the first point which you raised. And I heard the explanation when there's more than 10% in the board. But there's also less 10% in the CMT. So I heard if you work day shift, then night shift, somebody else there. But how does work where there's less, for instance, take
Limpopo, Mpumalanga, Northwest.
28. CMT, 22 days. Somewhere to KwaZulu-Natal. Somewhere to the Eastern Cape. So, and then you've got those, you've got more. So that's fine. You want to pay for the other one. But how does it work? Just tell me, I don't understand. That's the one reason. Other one is, it seems to me that KwaZulu-Natal managed to train all secretaries and clerks, while the other regions were not there any explanation for it.
On the roof, Shepperton. I don't know what number that is like. Parole not approved to be reconfigured at the later stage. Two on the number. What does it mean? Letter stage. What is the letter stage? And how many have you not heard that in that letter stage of yours?
You don't know the door? Why not?
Yes, thank you. I just want to tell the official that are sitting in front of me that
appreciation for the enormity of the problem that they have to deal with. However, you know, when we take the trappings and we go the cook and bear responsibility whether something is right or wrong or something doesn't take a chairperson, my concern basically is that 1 year from danger. There are, for example, a number of people who have been detained or who have been incarcerated for political crimes. And from time to time you hear that many of them and their cases for parole have not been considered. By a little analysis made I would like to know, Chair, where are those, I mean, you're talking here of public or innocent parole, it's in line with that. Take me now a member of the past, and I hear about these things I read in the papers. Where is that situation? At what stage is it? And what is holding it up? Then, Jefferson, on another of these public, the DCS efforts on public awareness on the road process and community involvement to reduce recidivism, continue. On that page, you are talking here, for example, of the involvement of offenders in the building of low-cost housing and gardening projects. I take it that you are now talking of inmates. The difference between an offender and an inmate. An offender could be somebody that offended and is now out of control. Are these people you're talking of inmates, or are they people that are on parole? And alongside that person, what we need to find out is that you see when you read the slide here, memorandum of understanding has been entered into, were entered into. It looks very pleasing to the eye. But what is important is, what are the benefits of that memorandum of understanding? We can have a beautiful agreement that you will not do this and I will do that and you are going to do that. Is there any benefit coming out of it? What are the basic terms of that memorandum of understanding? Do you perhaps have a copy here? If not, is it possible that you could make available to the committee secretary at earliest convenience what is the essence of that memorandum of understanding? Because, Jefferson, at the end of the day, our desire, and I think it's yours too, is to see that the customers that you have let out have become now no longer customers, but they are now at least actively engaged in society. Another little question allied to that, Chair, is, for example, the whole issue of agricultural involvement. The other day I spoke to a military veteran. And the military veteran tells me that, you know, what I don't understand about you guys is that government buys up a lot of farms. Government is at the moment the owner of a significant number of farms where nothing is happening. So what we are doing is we've withdrawn agricultural production because government bought the farm and nothing is happening. We are losing jobs, not by the dozens, by the thousands. Because the farm workers that were working there are no longer active. The land is lying fallow. Now, when we visited some of your facilities, what we found where agricultural activity is taking place, in the one facility, I think it was Sonnerbach, the argument was that the inmates do not want to engage in agricultural activity because they're mostly urban. We went to Morabi, also an urban facility, where we were told that the guys are 18 to get involved in agricultural activity. And then we were told that at the end of their term, when they leave, they get sort of a something that will say that, yeah, these guys are qualified in how to look at the dog or whatever. Now, Department of Rural Development, for example, the Department of Agriculture. But those people that have come out of this, they could perhaps be placed in some of these farms, given the necessary assistance like you people provide, for example, to those inmates that are working in such activities. The final one on this day is that, you know, my famous expression is that we work in silence. We are not coordinated. DGs, the commissioner is a DG, these people meet at some other forum. But I get the impression that, you know, it's nice to have forums here. Because, again, to me what counts is what comes out of it. How do we benefit from engagement at the forum? We have children in various parts of our country. I can also take you where you've got a facility in Harry Smith. That's the area I'm responsible for. I can go and show you there the abject poverty, child-headed households. I can show you schools where the children sit on the floor, and that's where they can get cold, you know, it's in the darkness. What are you doing to coordinate with, for example, the Department of Basic Education with regard to facilities like school desks? That department may be sourcing such desks by tendering out for it. Can't there be an interdepartmental assistance? And instead of you having able-bodied people who don't have much to do, that they turn out such facilities. I'm only mentioning school desk here, there's much more that can be done. So what are we doing? If you see that person, when you say that you are a Department of Correctional Service, your task is not merely to see that you lock in and lock out the people. Your task is to see that those people are actively involved. And I haven't heard one day yet in the last 3 years, you gentlemen and ladies coming and saying, listen guys, if we have the following facilities, this is what we can do for the country. And please call for your committee, why don't you people try and get us the budget for it? This is our grand plan, this is what we would like to do. That's now for the in-house, sorry I'm not bringing it into this parole issue. But it has an impact on parole, because that person then leaves, and that person has got nothing or nowhere to go to. And if you are going to work with other departments and have MOUs, and there can be some outcomes that are positive, then we are doing something practical, and we are correcting people. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. My first one was to check the contribution of your DMZ. It talks about the chairperson whom I would assume that is the official of the department. I don't know my capacity at the level of commissioner or at the level of what is your commission. I will not wait for that DMZ. Now with our secretary to check. Now, well, it will be according to my little understanding, but the chairperson, he is at the level of a policy or team, you know, he must like interpret the policies of the department. But the role of the tech and secretary, well, my home understanding is a person who takes things like activity. And a tech who compiles dossiers for presentation and for processing. Meaning, to me, it says that the person that must take a decision is the person. Because these ones are more like they are supporting staff. They are not policy
no funcionaba, no 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 todo el policía, ya funcionaba. También se puede funcionar, ¿no? Now, I would say it means it's not a give up or no. There must be some people who are policy holders or policy in Africa that are with the character, who can like, you know, it debate. Not must, it must not be a giver. Because this is the chaplain alone, because yes, I've interpreted that in the chaplain alone. Woman must take a decision that not this thing is going this direction. But of course, secondary to that, it shall be if this committee was busy with a case today, this week, because we are working night agency. Next week, now they are going to be doing night shift. That means the cases that they were handling this week are on hold until they come back. I don't know how that operation. Meaning that you will have a pile-up of cases which were not completed or concluded this week. They will wait until they come back on the day shift. So maybe the explanation will help me to understand better on that one. But it's different than that said, is the capacity of case management committees versus statistics of officials who attended CNC training from 2011 and 2012. If you check those slides, then these ones went to training. The number is 10 years. This side is 121 on the capacity. So the statistics of CNC training is 150. Now in 10 days, around 70 or so that did not attend the training. Now where are they? What is happening with them? Are they continuing handling cases as per the slide, the first slide? You also go through all the numbers here. They are less than the numbers who attend the training. Now my question would be, what are they doing? Are they also in the process of being taken to training? But in the process, do they continue to sit in the CMC, taking decisions? Now, credibility of your courses that you take in this one, too, will not have some kind of clash with those that did not attend or did not, who are still waiting. Have you kept them somewhere until they are going to undergo training before they continue their work? Thanks, Stefan.
Thank you very much. Please be calling and this is the point time in the day again. Is that any of you will come to any of the questions?
Yes, thank you very much. Today we will distribute questions amongst ourselves because some are relating to community corrections, which will be handled by the CC community corrections, and the other will be between the rest of us. Okay, let me start first with in terms of the first question of the credit. I'll just touch on this one because of the three questions that I can get on. We'll just explain the detailed functioning again of the parole of the CMC and also putting some slides on the board just to give the authority committee a better understanding. There's the issue of three-state training. It can be mentioned that three-state is the last to on the training and still the process that is continuing. They will share the information submitted to the parole board. We started by 2011-12 training up until 32, still ongoing. But Mr. Montessa will just provide a little bit more detail there, Chair. Chair, the second question was the issue of the capacity of parole boards, the training they offer. Chair, we can also confirm that during the previous session, Chair, I think it was emphasized also by the Pastoral Committee, the importance of parole board and the appointment of those who are serving in that important position. Here there was also a decision then taken by the department that the panels for parole board from the chairperson up to the committee members must be at least chaired by a chairperson on a chief deputy commissioner's level. And here I can also attest here that I'm serving on 14 of those committees of the interview panel. So just to emphasize that we are taking this very serious and we are not giving it for our juniors to do the interviews and the election processes, and we are doing it on the highest possible appointments are continuing to be made, but when the slides were prepared here, we will recall that it was postponed for some time, so it was not possible every time to update it, but there are some appointments in the meantime, and unfortunately, I know that figure, because what we have here is what was provided to us by HR, but say for me, as a responsible Chief Deputy Commissioner, it's for me a matter of a priority to make sure that we have fully functioning parole board, and that if there are people who are acting or who have contracts on month-to-month basis, it must be the absolute minimum chair. Chair, in terms of the question by the Honourable Mr. Mann, who is unfortunately not here, but maybe I can come back to the country or can I continue to do it. Chair, in terms of the 28th, that's 22, that round example crisis, chair, you will see that in terms of where that occurs, it's normally at your smaller place, because we having this challenge of the interim structure, because the small places they don't have 480 centers of things. They have, for example, 200, and it will not be functionally and financially possible to have TMC who are doing only less cases. So in those places, chair, we are using a rolling TMC, but we are making sure that in the management area, at the bigger place, there are indeed chairpersons and the other people in place for TMC. So where there are less numbers, we are making use of rolling TMC there. The Honourable Mr. Liu raised the question of the license where the Minister has taken a decision to indicate that, or the slide indicating that they will be seen on a later stage. As it is common course that there are various factors that we consider during the parole of license. In those cases, if I may summarize, it's just to say that they are at different stages of their sentences, and the report submitted to the Minister, in some cases, you'll find that they are still attending certain programs, they still need to attend more of those programs, and in their consideration, the Minister then refers the cases to be considered at a later stage. Here, although we are saying at a later stage, each and every case do have a specific date as and when that case must be, again, be submitted by the TMC to the parole board, and the parole board will then subsequently submit it to the Minister for consideration. Here, the status was on 14th March, and this 222 is still to be reconsidered. So that has been refuted, and they still need to be submitted again for consideration. So in terms of, I'll skip a few because it will be for Mr. Tavella to respond to this. Here, I think, we really, in terms of Mr. Aram, in terms of the agriculture, as well as the engagement with our department. There I can also just mention that we have in the recent time prepared letters for LDGs to all DGs in the government to make them once again aware of our capability in terms of what we can produce and remind them in terms of the Rational Services Act that if they need to make use of our workshops. And that's also linked here what was announced by our previous minister, the issue of trade entities. And that is also in an advanced stage of where we have developed policies in terms of the trading entity service will coincide with the other department to make use of DTS to assist. I think that's a matter of principle. We need to agree that all of us, you know, coincidentally we are working in correctional services, but we are also members of the public, and also from our side, we really want to see that we are a law-abiding citizen, and that is our desire, and that is our hope. Thank you.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think you made a mistake by announcing those things together that we have, because this one could take the whole thing. I mean, that's why you're responsible. I can open up a whole group of questions. So we have taken a decision. We can perform the argument. For example, you talk about Arabic Christianity, Muslims when you ask the question, let's see and see, whatever they see in others, the quality. If I'm not in daily contact with you guys, because I'm based in Indonesia, and then tomorrow I must come here and take a decision on you guys, because I'm Arabic. Really, guys, I mean, you need for consistency. What are we saying here? I mean, how can you have somebody roving come here one day, sit in a CMC meeting, decide you are ready for the implementation? Or not. See, that's the first thing I want to say. The second point is that I'm just talking about your method, not any other method. You see, the time I'm going to get this public appointment of our board, you speaking about interviewing our board. So is the prophet disappointed? Or are they recommending a new interview? That's the first step. But the more fundamental point that I think we must discuss is it still appropriate to have parole board chair, normal life? Anybody becomes a parole board chair. And I know you're saying the act is, but you know, if that act was put into place in 2008 or whatever, and it's not appropriate today, we need to get it. We can't continue. I don't know half of the parole board chair, because they were appointed by someone. And we have no control internally about who those. And these are people who get the decision. So our discussion shouldn't be just about the vacancy of the role. It should be, is government doing the correct thing the way it's doing it now? I mean, you guys can't do the same thing for 18 years and expect a different result by doing the same thing. To me, that is the discussion that we must have. I'm just talking about your matter with the... You see, Abraham asked a question about your cooperation with other departments. In your response, you say you send letters to different departments, labor, and whoever, and whoever. That is not true. But I think it's not true. I'm saying maybe you sent letters. It hasn't brought any fruit, because when we call the next department here, they're going to say that the workshops are not being used because we don't have labor. We don't have artisans. Now, I don't know how you look to murder the department for years of labor, how you look to grade in the valley who sees them, and come to us and say to us, we cannot use this workshop because we don't have labor. You go to Blaine will say to us, we've got so many people that shouldn't be going to university, they should be going to EFT or FET. So, I'm not speaking absolutely correct. That's why I'm saying, whatever I'm in a bad mood, I think you guys are going to be tough. Because when you come and talk to us, you must understand that we are not members of correctional services. Some of us are members of Parliament. Across the board. That thing that you were talking about, silos, is what's coming out there now. You can't say there's no artisan, but then you say that no, you sent the letter to other departments. Are you saying that race? Are you saying that murder for departments? None of those people can give you people to us. You're simply saying that we're not accepting in the house. That's the role of MP. We're not accepting in the house. So, again, I'm saying, I'm not sure. You know, the more I listen to the things, the more I think we should not do it for 2 years. It's too important just to say, no, we've seen them on us. We can rather do that with anything else. But I think parole board, I think CNC, I think rehabilitation really needs a whole day discussion. Because this is, as you said, this is what correctional services is about. But we can't have it if you are roving 1 week, if we don't know who are the chairpersons of the parole board, is it appropriate to have only, as Moody said, one guy that takes a decision? This is the whole business of government in this department. Only the chairperson decides whether this one is due or not for parole. I'm not sure. I'm asking members before I even come to you. Should we continue with this thing just because it's on the agenda? Or should we have a serious discussion around this? I really don't know that we are doing exactly. But you will give me advice. If we want to continue, my suggestion would be that we cancel everything else on our agenda. We discuss this thing until 12:30, just these methods, and postpone the other methods. But if you want to do this one,
rehabilitation, everything else, and then continue to keep them and see these people. It might have been there for it might be, I'm talking to him about that's it. And I want to, we will come back to you just now because I started by saying maybe we made a mistake by putting them all together. But as you guys come in and present, I become very wise. But I need guidance from the city. How do you propose to do that?
I'm not speaking on behalf of all of us, but I think Chapter because they are here, I think we should move these other items and stick to this one until we finalize, until we come to the conclusion that we don't understand whatever. Take our first one, call it one, somewhere around there. Just stick to it and make it clear so that we'll see our policy.
All right, so I'll say that because of the time frame. So members of the agency may see it on this matter. If we go beyond half past 7 on parole and rehabilitation, we do that. And then on parole and 50, the rehabilitation, the quality thereof, we will discuss it another time. And that's what I'm hearing in Robert and Mr. Chesky. Because we're here, we will subject you just to that. So we focus on that in the 12:30. Do you have another proposal, or can we run this in the...
No, not Chaplain. I agree with the Honourable Member because at 12:30, some of us are going to the Women's Caucus to compromise.
All right. So we're all going to focus on rehab, on parole and safety only.
Yes.
Mm. All right. And we will find out the quality of the rehab program. We apologize to you guys, but that's what we can do.
Okay, thank you, Madam Chair. I just need to
I just want to do that. I'm going to take the same composition and there.
roles that are played in our also allude to some of the areas that the citizens already alluded to, just to see some more information about that. Perhaps looking into what is going on in the case management cycle, I try to write a little bit by not reading all the information that might have assisted our chapter. So, we do the level of the QMC chapter, as well as the role of the member of the QMC. And surely, as we just indicate by saying, the challenges of the QMC are the members of the government as well as the level of the assistant director. But it also indicates that the role that they play among others. They take decisions based on the recommendations that were indicated at home. The CRT now. The CRT is just the case of new chief. Now, this CRT, as you can see on the board there, on the slide that is appearing there, indicated that as and when an offender is admitted into a facility with a warrant of MC, he is admitted, within a specified period of time, that person will be classified as a just to establish whether this person should be deployed or allocated a housing unit to take care of people of any kind of category. Now, the profiling also takes place in there within admission unit. After which then, the CARs, which we call them case assessment officials, they will then compile the correctional sentence plan in terms of our health, that is S study or secondary age of our health, 6 months. And that document or correctional sentence plan, which is the guide to say, Mr. Kukemu came here having committed this crime, therefore these are problems that should be assisted him or her, challenging the offending here, therefore change. And they will be approved by that is among other possibilities that the person is able to do. After that has already been done, the individual offender, then an offender will place in a housing unit appropriate for his incarceration in terms of the rehabilitation program that would have been dealt with in the unit. That's the point deliberately there, that indicating that the case management on its own is a principle of unit management. Now, what is unit management? Unit management is the division of a larger institution into smaller and more manageable units. And that unit management has been known and utilized by the Department of Correctional Services after it has been approved by the Emergency Management, that was 1995, and endorsed by the Cabinet, first decision 26 of 1996. So therefore, that was the value that has already indicated, adopted by the Department in order to push this offender rehabilitation so as to assist and foster this rehabilitation, which is really our mandate as a department. Now, between the CMC and the Parole Board, as I said, we've got the case review team. This case review team often interacts with an offender on numerous occasions. The time frame that we have indicated on the board, we are saying on 3 monthly, 6 monthly, and 12 monthly. They engage with the offender. Now, the chairperson of the case review team, of course, again, is a unit manager. Unit manager is senior correctional official who is just below an assistant director. So they engage with the offender depending on the length of the sentence of that particular offender. Now, after they've done that, they then submit their progress report to the CMC chairperson, who will then, with the team, and that's when me arrives, they will then obviously call upon any type of member, be it an educated, just to verify whether this has been handled by perhaps the place on the panel, or we have to change the direction of the concept. So it becomes basically easier for the chaperone to take place. Now, below the chaperone, there is the secretary. Secretary's role is basically to advise amongst others the chaperone. And there's a lot that happens. We've got a lot of levels under CO, which is personal official. There's level 3, which is the most union. Level 2, better level than level 3, as well as level 1. So the secretary is CO1, who is also having the experience, among others, when you advertise the post, of course, you need experience in terms of all the ads, all the policies and procedures. Having been trained, and again, while I'm talking on this, the training that is being undertaken on now and then basis, as I've already indicated, chair and members of the parliament, is such an ongoing kind of training. Not that they were not trained. You don't appoint on this area a person that has not been trained. You have to be trained first. You need to have a capacity level that will be admissible for you to occupy that position, be it a clerk or a secretary or so, really people that know what they're supposed to be doing. To mention that, they think, among other things, the appointment of this person, this person would have undergone the basic training of the Department of Correctional Services. In any way, this one, it is advertised. They would say to them, it has to be in accordance with Correctional Services Act. That has been approved by DPSA. There they say a person should have basic training, they have already undergone basic training. Two, that particular individual would have been on their lower level for 5 years before being appointed to their higher level. So it's really people that are experienced in DMT. So they will do the same thing. Say, CRC submitting the progress report, chairperson, check the progress report. If he's not able to see, obviously say, no, this person is not ready yet to be taken out. Go and review the correctional center plan. And until first time that he had by the dream to him. And so on. That is basically the story. Just to mention two regarding the responsibilities of the CMC, which are alluded at in the report. As I've already indicated, the CMC has to see to it that each individual sentence offender is accepted, having compiled with the correctional sentence plan. For those that are doing less than 24 months, having compiled more than 24 months. Then determine and review the classification. This classification needs to be determined and reviewed. If a person, by whatever reason, is offender, changes this behavior, maybe he has been engaged in a fight, or assault within the center, therefore he has to be seen by this CMC. Then we review the security papers as and when that becomes necessary. And then the risk profile again, ensuring that they do have their allocate these offenders to the web team within the center. Touching on the web team, the web opportunities again, is the responsibility of the CMC to think that, okay, this was helping committed this kind of a crime, therefore, this is the kind of a job that he or she can do, and that also includes credibility. Quite a lot of them have been, but I can avail it as a public of the credibility of CMC. I would also want to highlight two issues here, a member of the parliament regarding the lobbying. I know it has already been attended to, and I should indicate that this robbing, among others, has been encouraged by the reviewer of the structure. I indicated earlier on that in terms of the unit management concept, we are saying that one CMC should be consisting of about 720. So because of our situation in South Africa, having more vendors against people of accounting, we had to take it a little bit further and say, okay, one CMC has taken care of about 950 offenders, which has not been reviewed. It could say 480, but subject to the approval and standardization of the site. So therefore, you will see a lot of others that are not having the CMCs because the ratio now has been reduced to 480 instead of 720 and some other instances 950. But then as they roll, like I said, only the chairperson will then go and do what they're supposed to do in terms of checking those documents with the experience of course and then put it for there. But as soon as this is approved and finalized, each and every center will definitely have CMC with the chairperson whole structure, depending on the ratio of course. The other one is with regards to the awareness just to add chairperson and members of the association. I know for sure that DCS might not be seen when doing this, but we do daily engage the community in a number of platforms, and the reasons are obvious between them. An example of that, I think it happened as well, was Monday when we were in Plessor, in partnership with Department of Justice, for the victim empowerment, engaged in our session there, and I think they will be finishing off today, 12 o'clock. So we were there with the department, engaging with the community. And there were also offenders there that we took along, so that we can really try and make them aware that rehabilitation and societal responsibility. We do have the correction week that is going to be starting this month to the rest of the day. There again, we are trying to engage with the community. So here we are. Here the offenders, they are having issues with the building some or assisting what is the demand. Starting off there, there will be some results that will be produced. The chairperson and members of the parliament. Based on our focus as a department, and the minister will be launching all those. So it will really be a thing that we know as we have done before. We indicated the qualification separately here. The engagement again of the Lota, among other Lota ministries, what role do they play? After we signed memorandum of understanding, I know the CDC would hammer on this one. Yeah, I talk about Lota to be exact, but they've been engaged. They've been assisting us during the special mission of the project. So they were part of the rehabilitation group that was assisting us in rendering some program in terms of making ready those that the qualifying to be played out on Haru during special mission of the school, I would basically see with that in detail. We've spoken about the correction bill, and we appreciate members of the parliament here that they are saying they will assist us. I should indicate that the contract document was approved, separately, and members of the parliament, by the department, by the minister, for us to start engaging with the community to say, here are the friends that they can really assist with the scheme. But at the same time, there is this challenge that, of course, we're anticipating, but we are trying to deal with it. So the fact that this platform, with the leadership of the chairperson, will be able to assist us engaging the labor union, what they are saying, how do we do that from where we are? To say, here are offenders who can do 1, 2, 3, and 4 on the street. But now, what will the people, the public say? They're not going to say that these offenders are taking jobs from us. But in our contract document, we are clear in terms of getting there so that this is really, really that people will be able to assist.
Somebody asked a question of 251 versus 1.5 training. Somebody asked the question why there are only 2 people in the police state. Somebody asked the question the 222 parolees, what does it mean if they consider the late today? Somebody asked a question about political prisoners continuous incarceration. You sort of touched on community development that time. And the referendum of understanding. We really, I think we should be giving us an example of a written document. We don't want you to discuss it. We don't want to set up an example of anything. Referendum of understanding, never want to do. Except for those. We want our members to do a check around if they are.
Thank you, Jeff. I will respond to the question of memorandum of understanding. Yes, we do have signed memorandum of understanding with the organization and the departments that are stated in slide 22. And we will provide examples of the different memorandum of understanding depending on the nature of the understanding that we have entered into. But I must say that in one of those memorandum of understanding, if you see that we have a memorandum of understanding with the Department of Human Settlement, it will be an understanding about the low-cost housing that is housing that are built by both offenders and parolees, and as part of our community involvement, and also as part of offenders and parolees paying back to society. We also have those dining projects, and we have entered into memorandum of understanding with certain schools where offenders and parolees will go and work on the garden, these communities garden. On the, to be brief, Ms. Kanchetra has already spoken about the involvement of the CS in all the public awareness programs through individuals and partners. CS is leading because you will see that the whole process of our system of correction supervision and parole is CS led through CMCs, through our directorate, conciliation and parole boards. And also this is done at a regional level where officials responsible for social integration of offenders back into community today, as offenders who have completed their residency or parolees. So we are always very those individuals and other stakeholder relationship management for us. Thank you.
During the time of the regional center,
avoid a situation where CMCs are part of the shoot. They've been taken out from the system, that you don't find, you will not find a, you know, a situation where the chaplain is now working like this and so on. That has already been given to them. But we acknowledge the fact that not everywhere, because of the limited number of staff they have, that has happened. And I should indicate that even last week, so that matter, we just reminded them, sometimes during our teleconference, they said, please, they must be at all costs. Make these people to work naturally, because it jeopardizes the effectiveness of the system. We are aware that there are those isolated areas where they are utilizing their services, but they have been really criticized because we take them out, we don't have a secular letter to approve the speculators all along. But on now, we are members. But as I'm saying, on Friday, we got the regions on the telephone.
Let's take a round of questions. We'll try to turn it over, then we'll come to each other, and then have a and then nobody.
No, I can see the chairperson of this meeting is thinking very well on the question. I don't know. Maybe I'm making your mind check because the way you are letting I have a follow-up on the comment. If I had the note of saying that they have done it in March, this is now September, probably about 6 months later. How far where is the process now of these 220 people? Secondly, to Mr. Chairperson, is it a challenge of the Chairperson of the CMC? Is it a challenge? The challenge of the human resource or what? Because if you say there are areas where these people are still recognized as the government support, when they are not properly recognized, is the challenge of human resource or is the challenge of ship? What is the challenge? Let us be open to each other so that we know exactly where is the challenge lies. Because if these people, as the chairperson has taken an example, if the case has been seen this week, and next week nobody can respond to that case for another 2 weeks again, then it's a challenge. Where is the challenge lies? That's my question. Thanks, Chairperson.
I'm going to find a question. And again, I want to very simple question. The one in training, is it enough for it to have a better course? Because it's okay to train and keep your problems. Again, in this 183, I attend the follow-up training for 2 days. It doesn't make sense to me. It seems like we're not still asking for that.
Any other? Don't give what it does. Jefferson, I'm going to be really honest, I'm a bit disappointed with the responses. The media has reported from time to time that there are still people, for example, people from Apla, and I think even IFP and others who are still with us. And Mr. Ketua, you don't seem to know your customers. Who you've got there. These are high profile cases. The issue here is in terms of the processes that you have mentioned here, if you have such people, where are those processes at the moment? The country needs to know. Then Jefferson, the question with regard to this memorandum of understanding was very clear-cut. Yes, we would like to know what the content of the memorandum is, but we would also like to know what are the outcomes. I mean, for example, if you can tell us that parolees and offenders, you see, the response tells me that well, there is a memorandum of understanding. The idea is that houses will be built by the parolees and offenders. We would like to know what your outcomes are. Have you had any houses built? Because I think on Madiba's birthday, there was a little TV slide that a news item on TV that I saw another gentleman, stomach almost three times my size, very well dressed, and I saw an official with a uniform, and I saw guys busy plastering and bricklaying and things and pow. Tell us these things. We would love to know these things. We would love to see, Chairperson, that there is something happening. So that we can only arrange, you know, with powers that be to show us these things. And when we speak to communities, we can tell them that, you see, this is what's happening. There are things that are going on. Then I asked, with regard to, for example, the school desk, I said, is there any plan? Is your problem perhaps resources? Is your problem perhaps facilities? I mean, if you tell us that, look guys, this is what we can do, this is what the requirements are outside, but we need the tools to do that. The tools are, we need a workshop, for example, in the Timbuktu Correctional Facility. And help us. I would like to be in a position where I can cross the powers that be and say that, listen, man, these are the things that can be done in our country, but these are the constraints. So that we spend less on unnecessary hotel stays and air travel and spend more on something that will be more productive. That is the direction you've got to think about. You've got to think out of the box, Chair. These responses are what we are looking for. When you just tell us that there is a memorandum of understanding to do ABCD, it's not enough. I've asked what are the outcomes. And what are your further plans? Because you have mentioned here, for example, the hospital, Helen Joseph, National House of Transition Leaders, Department of Human Settlements, Department of Women, Children and People with Disabilities, Swane, University of Technology. So what it tells me is that this is the number of memoranda of understanding you have. So you are not, to my mind, an institution with 160,000 inmates, you are not expanding. It's a very limited scope that you are looking at. And we need to work far more, you know, we've got to see that things start happening in our country. We cannot have a warehouse where we're merely warehousing people and for 23 hours the majority of them don't do anything. And that's where we are heading for. Because then you are going to parole those people. You are going to get repeats of what we've seen now with the recent parolees. The people will go on the reoffend. You get back to prison because you can't get anything outside. Can't make a living outside. So we are not thinking out of the box yet. And Chair, I get the impression that when one looks at the manner in which these CMCs and CSPBs and all these things are functioning, I haven't been to any of their meetings, so I don't know how they operate. But from the explanation that you give us, Chairperson, I'll be leaving here more worried than when I walked in here. Because it tells me that there is a disjuncture. It tells me that the functionality is not optimum. And what you are doing is you are compromising the constitutional right of inmates whose matters should have been heard by a certain time, or a certain time frame. And you see, Chairperson, you have no right to take away the liberty of any human being beyond what the laws prescribe. Now, what we are not hearing from you is that because of this dysfunctionality, these are the effects thereof. And you'll notice what I'm asking for is that what you have in place, you've got a mechanism. Now that mechanism on paper may be beautiful, but it's a human being, that element that may be missing in that mechanism, who makes the mechanism work? And if that mechanism does not work optimally, then we are compromising the constitutional rights of people whose issues should have been considered. So that is the aspect we would like to hear from you. So that we can in turn put the trigger on the executive on our side, because our job, understand that Section 55 of the Constitution mandates us to hold the executive to account. If the executive, as a result of the officials and the fact that the mechanisms that they have are not operating optimally, are failing, it is our job to tell the executive that they are failing the Constitution and the people of the country. So that is what we're interested in. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Jefferson, the one that is not clear. It's the capacity of correctional supervision and parole for. The presentation talks about vacancies and positions filled for parole for. But nothing has been said about staff. What I mean is staff also as a class are involved in capacity building and training, working hand in hand with DCS. Also want to check but what is the workflow backlog of the CMCs in different centers? And we would, because it is not here, it's not here in the presentation, there is no additional support document. At this portfolio, we would need really a written document that gives us if there is a workflow backlog. A written one, where are the centers, what are the reasons, how, are they, if there is reason, why the backlog is there, how are we going to address it as a department, and is this under the attention of the minister, is it reported to the minister, if the staff matters and what, as it has earlier come out that the chief system, if it is the chief system that is jeopardizing the workflow of CMC, what is brought under the attention of the minister, how is the department going to address it? Thanks. And for how long is the backlog?
I saw Lotha, and I was interested in Lotha. Lotha is in my level. Now, I'm not interested in the letting part. I'm interested in the Lotha group. I was asked to be, in terms of the explanation from some text, that it was informed of the special commission earlier, meaning that there was a group that was informed that there would be this special commission. Now, in all this process of the special commission, remember what happened within Wallis, that the information was not sufficiently spread to many stakeholders. Now, stakeholders that include, among others, this portfolio committee. But Lotha was aware. And Lotha being aware, it was never mentioned, it was in our previous meeting, even requested that when you make this pronouncement or announcement of special admission, give us 2 weeks so that we must bring our side. But the second today, we got this Lotha people who were now in, who knew that there will be this special admission. Already they were appointed, no? There was special arrangement. An argument that they will continue to assist
the department when this release is taking place. Now, it confuses me that the Mr. Mkasa not saying Lota was part of it. Lota knows about the thing, and as such, it's now recognized. Because the memorandum of understanding that they will continue to assume. Now, maybe I may put that before the court. There's a better explanation to that. But the second to my question is the, like I said earlier, you know, I'm still interested in terms of understanding this. You know, I used to know general brigadiers and so on and so forth. Well, maybe that can bring my understanding better to understand that the chairperson of the CMC is a general. The general is the last position in police, if you lose the police structure. Now, below him is the major general. Now, the CRT, review team. What is the position of the captain? What authority is he commanding in terms of court? He says that the CMC will send the document to CRC. So that the CRC proceeded to Farun. What's the last one? You know that again. It will process it there. When it arrives, if the dark guy is not happy, he brings it back. I don't know what it is for in there. He brings it back to CRC. Now, he certainly is not ready. Take it back. See? Can I understand you? The chaplain is the general. Chaplain general, or colonel general, whatever. Then he is the CRC, the brigadier. And then when it goes to him, put on parole. In parole, but of course, it's a chairperson in the life of the parole board and the committee. That process, I did not understand it very well. The review team, what powers does it have? Can they immediately, once they look at the document, say, no, we are convinced and satisfied with the presentation from the CMC. Therefore, we take it up there, or can they just be there and there? Say, no, we are not satisfied with this aspect. You know, the power relations, how do you operate? But it's worse when it is roving operation. Roving. Today it is Fabian Post, the other day it is Kumator. The other day, you know, that process, I think that maybe it's my little misunderstanding. You may have been able to ask me. That is the same.
Thank you,
Chairperson. Chairperson, mine is on the... I don't know how to... But the presentation is kind of on the... on that
where past department chairs say about the housing that is established in housing. When are they going to establish it to all the programs for people for the focusing on housing? And we even said we understand that the problems are not happening.
because yesterday the minister gave us a two-page report or two-page newspaper article on drug alternating, drug Cameron, two or three important saying that they do oversight and correctional services as per the mandate. I think Cameron and Rashid have just getting into it. Now, if the focus on correctional services is higher than you guys even understand, if you happen to give us a story because you want to tell us a story, you're going to fool committee, but you're not going to do that. You're not going to fool the rest of the country. In other words, what I'm saying to you, our appeal is that guys, let's put the true facts on the table, because there are so many people doing this oversight nowadays. That it's not going to help you just come and give commentary for a routine report, because everybody else is if they went to Leo Cork and asked the CNC, I'm not saying it's the case now, but if they went to Leo Cork when he and Cindy went there, to get his Mamela, ask Mamela if she would tell you. He then went to the CMC and found that the CMC chair or somebody, because he was someone's girlfriend, or somebody's relative, or somebody who was a troublemaker, and your sister Princess, because she was sister Princess. It will come up with the you would have given us one story, it will come out with the participant. This part of the work of giving to you for the campaign. And we raised the good with Moyane and the previous. I think Nguni is asking the question, can you just give us a level? Reporting level. In other words, if we take it from the National Commissioner, being the first, second would be yourself, more than and those who interview the third level. What is the level of the CMC chair? And what is the level of the review team chair in the level of the system? Just remind all of you so we can close it. The 2200 issue was raised again. How far we did want to go? Minister must agree with it. At one point, he said, take it back, let's review it. I think the question is, is it actually work in progress? Mm-hmm. Are there challenges in terms of the capacity and of defining these CMPs? 135 saying that 1 week training, is it a refresher course or is it really general training? Political prisoners, somebody has raised it again. I think if you don't have the answers, maybe you can go to some of them, come back and tell us. We know, for instance, that in Mozambique, the one in Pumalanga, there's somebody who the Truth and Reconciliation Commission said, generally, the steps should not be there. It's still there now. So I think it's a Pumalanga. And we've given you that information. Voice, I think his name was. Markable over the answer if you are here. So maybe you don't have to give us a sense. Do we have to, we don't have to respond to you now so that we can get a sense. We're available understanding Mr. Abraham is still happy with the response. The role of CEP in the parole management, if there's any. CFC backlog, Honorable Kalita wants to be writing what are backlogs and what is our plan to sort out those backlogs. And there is no issue of Russia. If you are saying that you before time and previously you have not made it with us, creating some problems. The power relations between CMC, parole board, and the review. Which one is what is the power? Mom, do anyone want to know about the halfway houses? Have you done an assessment of the pilot, the initiative of the pilot? Is an assessment of putting work and it doesn't work? And is there a rollout plan to the rest of the country? And then, of course, the status of Rustenburg and Kimberley, because we were informed that that will happen and running. And finally, your pre-release program. Does it include awareness to community? Or do you just do it with the inmate, and he goes home and community decides to leave him when he needs to leave tomorrow? Or was it a and we will then take a decision to be about 12. If we were to have a further round, we need it like this, deal with the minutes, because
the Women's League or the Women's Caucus on TV.
Yes.
All of them, yeah. All multiplied Women's Caucus. If you could respond just to us for us, and then as well, we might at least be a bit consistent and take it on. But in any order, up to you. Sorry, yeah. Sorry, mommy.
Yeah. What powers does the victim have in terms of abuse when the person is not acting on violence? And you quite likely they're on board, they feel like it, they see the two women who are ready to go, but the enemy says no. The enemy says, you know, how they are alive.
There are two terms that are not just the part coming. Let's add to that one. And this will be talking about real facts. It's the role of the power, means the power of the power, for one thing. Second is the process. Again, we can tell you that in Leopold, there was somebody who had been granted parole, given a parole date, that is going out on the 21st or the 1st. The eve of him going out, we're talking about Leopold, the eve of him going out, a community in Chester complained.
Yeah.
That guy, I think, is just inside now. Mm-hmm. But it's relevant to this. What is the process? We did say that victims are the process, but to what extent do they paralyze the process? On the eve of this step, leaving the airport, somebody in Chester, this guy doesn't live there, he's going to get released to hotel. Mm-hmm. Because on your release, you'll be asking for waivers. You are going to be released from Leopold to the Haldane to Haldane. Some community members in Tesla, which is in KZN, had a complaint. This guy, I'm not sure if he's released, yeah, but he was in on the base. So the point that we're making is correct. Exactly how far the power relationships go. Marvin, okay, so it's the principle, never mind of the individual, that's the principle of these things, and then we will take it to the next one. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Chairman. I'm going to respond to the question of how the houses, the pilot and the landlord are. That's why I believe on page 21, this can be read with slide 23. On time 23, we realized that we are talking to 37 arguments with the wish and issues that I said there. He had to go to center of the local ministers and Congress, the last one. Those two organizations are organizations that have formed a non-profit organization that the DPL entered into 37 arguments to manage the Happy House pilot project in Natural. The pilot project in Natural is reported for it is for juveniles and it is still piloting and with a lot of lessons to learn from that pilot, which is especially the pilot for juveniles who don't have positive addresses. Now, the plan was to roll out the pilot project, the halfway houses to all populations, specifically targeting women, who don't have positive addresses and support systems and other adult offenders. But the pilot is still in progress. We are going to be evaluating the pilot now in the third quarter of the month so that we can take all the lessons and so the full rollout in the incoming years really take into place. So it's still a pilot that's being evaluated, but it can take lessons again and implement in the full rollout.
This is a clarity of this work. We're going to roll out 2013-14 financial year of calendar year. 2013-14. Now, yeah.
Yes. We are looking at rolling out 2013-14 financial year. Let me also add that because we are piloting, we also develop a policy on how to help this. This is at the stage of the infrastructure decision and other changes. So that by the time we do the rollout, we will be having a policy, but we won't have a policy on how to help with currently.
And in our ABC for next year, which I won't be talking to now, we are indicating how we are intending to roll out the policies and projects.
For the record, then, you've got 6 months before you start about it. Because 2030 is the year you're talking about actual rollout. By then, the policy will be in place. We shall have learned the lesson from the Nazarena one. It's about how to talk about it. Is that our question? Is that your
question?
All right, thank you. Fine. Anybody? Want to remind you? Just to remind you again. Do you have the
Please,
you don't have it. We've got 15 minutes before we close this session.
Thank you so much, Mr. President, member for the comment. I think I will answer from the speaker trying to hear the role of the CMC as well as the CRC to the members of the comment.
No, not the role. We understand the role. Very funny from that. We want the power relations. Yeah. In relation to the commissioner, where do they finish?
Yeah, basically, within the department, the general commissioner, a committee for the CDCs and RC, then we have the DCs, the commissioner, the director, after we then go to the deputy director, then after the deputy director, we go to the assistant director. Now, 10% of the CMC is assistant level. Then after them, you have your senior curriculum official. Then you got your CO, which is by the different level, like I said, COP, CO2, and CO1. So that is where the 10% of the CMC is assistant level.
So in layman's language, if we take the center manager to the head of the center, being the top guy, and the CMC follows below him. So the CMC reports to the center manager.
Reports to the area commissioner.
No, I'm saying relative to the center manager. Because we know the center manager. Area commissioner looks at the whole area. In Model B, Section 8, we got a center manager in.
Yes.
The CMC, that he reports to that
guy. He reports to the area commissioner, not to the
No, let's not bring the company down. Just asking the question. Are you guys understanding? Let's take some questions. You've got a woman section, you've got section A, you've got section B, section C, whatever. Section A has got its own head and A. Section B has got its own head. And then on top we've got the area commission. Now we are asking the person, this CFC here, does he report to who? Head of the A, or does he report to the area commission? That's the question that we are asking. If you're saying he reports to the area, your colleague is saying he reports to the center. Where is
the current.
No. Well, in terms of the current function, who is this reporting to the area commission? What the general difference is. The ideal future system to be more health that we cannot look at the current situation. That is the situation of our
employees. Because that's the question that he's talking about. So the CMC reports to the head of Unit A. In other words, Unit A must have at least one CMC. At least one. Unit B, I'm going to say at least one that reports to the head of the center. Then the review has been written in the report on how do they compete with the CMC. Let's kill the thing of our array. Where does the review committee that that person reports to the CMC, what does that person report somewhere?
Chairperson of the CRC, the first review team, is the unit manager level. He reports obviously to the head of for each and every unit. The unit is headed by a unit manager. So that unit manager, automatically, in his unit, becomes the chairperson of the review team. And what they do, basically, they see this offender because he knows him or her. Interact with this offender deliberately by the board,
on frequency basis, like I said, 3 months, 6 months, and 12 months, 10 months, and so on, and submit the report to the chairperson of the CMC, who is a little bit higher than you.
Very seriously
here up to last year they are defending then the infrastructure is the same. And also then if you have infrastructure, I think it's common hope that your people are not that dedicated as supposed to be on the permanent stuff. So that we need to admit, and I think that also conveyed during the previous session to the board. And there also I think it was also raised during the session at certain places you still have to although they can order to the extent that they need to be permanent, like the fact that some station has four places, and two and three are still having people who are working different shifts. In terms of I think you also said I was just asking to get one in if they still live I will come back.
Let me remind you the FOMO. The training, the 1 week training is very the real thing. The three relief programs, involvement of the community and the victim power. The training program at 775, which is a refresher of the community.
Thank you, Mr. Of course, 175 people have been trained up separately as a reminder on the importance of the that's not a word in my conversation. And the play relief program, of course, during the Chinese season, one of the prerequisites of the system before the decision is taken is to say the issue needs to be part of the program. I know that the challenge is stopping some things to identify and get the issue into the part of the program. It's taken care of during the process. Therefore, during the play relief, that program would have been taken during the speaking of the transport. So therefore, there are no clear relief programs really that involve the community and the taken as you already taken by the process of the
transport. I think the question is not so much the week, but the question is the community. You could have dealt with Vincent. Who is the victim? And Vincent goes to Western. The entire community there. And this is the mass murderer. Out in the street. And he might have qualified for parole, but the community have not been informed, have not been engaged. The question is, if it's not there, I think the question is that maybe we should think about it.
Thank you, Chair. It has not been ready, but we have the minister engaged us to say that we need to, in our stakeholder meetings and individuals, call the teams as well, so that we can make them aware of this. If they take the decision to go and meet with the offender, it will be their call, but we need to begin to make the teams aware through our stakeholder relationship. It's a standard of way to get back in
line. Right, you told us this of the high profile ones. I don't think you can do it everybody. I'm saying you can't do it everybody, but I think the practicality is, you know, people we need who has been committed for 1,000 murders tomorrow, and near, for instance, somehow. And it's going back to Zohar. Somehow we need to find it. Whether to the churches or to somebody, to say, look, this man has served his time, he's come out treated as a human being. Because the other side of the coin is Zohar won't accept him, and he will go commit another crime. So I think what we are saying is that find a way of involving not just the victims. Sometimes it's everybody. And then the victim power is the ending like that. How far is their culture? How far is their power?
Sorry. I think we need to work together with the first minister. That's why it was a question of time. You remember said that before it gets to death. Maybe in the correctional case, and the man community correctional for us. Even visible. And work with a class, So, as correctional studies, we need to be ready for that. How are we going to engage communities? Nothing about that, and I'm not going to be able to do that. But we don't have a plan of
Later, when it happens, I remember the one that we have had for rehab. You will get it later on.
You've said what needed to be said, but I just want to add on something. Chair Mission, what is missing in the presentation that we get is that the department does not seem to want to come out and say that these are the sort of interventions that are required in order to get this particular system, in this case now, say, rehabilitation, in order to get maximum results. But you and I cannot see what the problems are that our people are facing during the implementation. And if they don't come and tell us, we are not going to be able to help China. Like, for example, the ESF pattern is quite clear, and I think the gentlemen there have acknowledged that there are major capacity constraints, and something needs to be done. So if we don't know, Chair, we are not going to be able to solve the problem. And I want to repeat, Chair, we are compromising the rights of people, and that we have no right to do. Thank you.
First of all, Berger, I think you get that. I think what we want to do, and I know it's nice to say that, we want to move away from the last job and tell it. We want you to come to God. We want you to be able to give up your time, but also at the end of the line, to say, please, committee, if you do anything, across the board, whether it's your annual report, whether it's for health, because it's almost like 20. At the end of the day, we find out, you know, grandparent, the real problem is X, Y, Z. But if you come up front and say to us, hey, it's our problem, fight the problem, I think that's what we're asking for. And then we can talk about it. Going forward, small as well, or I'm sure there is the control. But if you guys can do that, we work as a team. And we don't have to go and almost beat the outcome going forward. Very small, because
we
want to close it.
Yes, very small. There was a question about the outcome of the memorandum of understanding that was asked. When we submit the memorandum of understanding, we also have a covering note on the type of houses were built, but I just wanted to say that we have gardens that went through the hospital, MOA school, the primary school, and the association for disabled. And houses were built and placed by independent care, and see the last 40 for people who didn't have houses and people who had disabilities and old people. But we have covered when we submit the memorandum.
And who funds them? How do you fund them? Thank
you very much. Members, please, if you can remain for a few minutes. Not because of the secret, we just want to adopt the report, but the department, you are free to leave. After 12, we will adjourn. Can we go straight to the fourth quarter? If you should have a fourth quarter program, if you don't, we will leave it to you.
Conference.
No, they were not happy with it, so I mean, remember,
yeah.
We have made
previous comment about the board, they said that the letter asking that they want to come to the event. I think we can do that. I don't have a problem to give them a meeting of them and they for their time.
When is that?
14.
Legal aid.
Oh, 14. Okay.
Oh, they were to have the court. So your one has a quarterly review. On the 40% of your compensation.
Written by the Department of Correction and
Service. No, no. Yes. After you take that out, that's the day we will see legal aid for. And I'll come back to that review and I'll tell you why. So that 40% review goes out, it goes to legal aid. Mm-hmm. The 21st, you should have committee adoption. You have this? You want to say committee adoption the 21st? Yes? Mm-hmm. All right. Then on the 28th, you will put briefing by the department. What you had on the 14th, you will put on the 28th.
The 28th.
What was the 14th? We'll move to the 28th of November.
27th
of November. We will explain it to you. What you have on the 14th, this is sentenced in on the 28th of November. You remember we've been discussing? You will send it in for the 28th of November. Sometimes we're at the end because we don't have it.
The 14th.
What is on the 14th? You end your quarterly. Your quarterly briefing of the department.
Oh, yeah.
The same thing that you move it to 28th, and in the 14th you will receive the legal aid form. Those are the
things that we are
No, but no,
you will go to prison because of
the yeah,
no, no. I'm just saying, you just go to the then we will talk about that.
One that you have a study show.
Proposal is putting on the table, in that case of the 14th to the 28th, is forced upon us because the department is now implementing the law. The law says that the department doesn't have to have quarterly finalized after 60 days after the quarter is over. The 60 days after the quarter is over is on the 28th. Remember, we were coming to them on the 14th and they allowed the time to study hard work. They said to us, we will only come when 60 days after. It's fine. We've got no letter to spend on, and that is why we're moving into the 2 days. Because they are becoming official as the department. And then in this case, they're sort of the minister. Sort of the minister. They're sort of becoming difficult, otherwise they'll ask you to leave it in house. This is why it's becoming difficult, after all. Because, I mean, the treasury regulations allow the 60 days. We've been cheating. Before 60 days are over, the 14th is 2 weeks before 60 days. They think they want to do that's why we moved that today. But secondly, the overseas trust, we've heard through the grapevine and we're telling you now so that you can consider it, is that our likelihood of going overseas is better in January than in January.
General.
Now I'm saying that is not to be told. So now you're sorry. We were advised that if we apply for January, we have a better chance.
Yes.
We were advised accordingly. The 28th, going onwards, we're not going to get it. So we bring that proposal. But secondly, the house rises on the 21st in terms of plenary. On the 21st in terms of plenary. If we come on the 28th of November, yeah. If we come on the 28th, it's really going to be in the house. Mm. We have thought of this on the 28th. I'm saying that for that day of the quarterly, the plenary to the sitting parliament is committee week. Mm. It will come in on Wednesday and leave on Wednesday. I think that's the one consideration we must make. The second consideration that we are proposing is instead of waiting 7 minutes for January, we'll have a better start. And then the third consideration is that we've got no choice but to move from the 14th, either to the 28th or to January next year, or the 14th. Because this guy is insisting they won't come to us before the 28th or the 14th. And we feel that the 14th is important. But if we don't have them on the 28th, we'll have them next year. But they will not come before the 28th. So that's what we are proposing to the House. Maybe we should start with the last one first, so the easier one. Are we happy with overseas trips? That we move it on people to add it by 27. Let's talk to overseas trust first. Yeah.
Thank you, Jonathan. Jonathan, I refer as a
for the library.
We will come.
Yes. We have to come.
All right. So, see, we are in the house, yes, because yes. There's no work for the
yes.
rest of the
week.
We will just come to 28, use the quarterly, and go. All right. The question is, we sit for the afternoon. Yeah, we want it in the morning or the afternoon.
What is it?
On the 10th. Which is easier for us?
Morning.
Morning. So we come to like before 2 in the morning, leave at 9 o'clock. All right. From 9 o'clock until 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to say something, sir?
See, this is kind of our specific engagement. If the committee itself could allow for the presentation to be available on a Monday for the lectures, in view of the fact what is discussed between myself and certainly the fact that they would like to use the 60-day National Treasury Guidelines in which to prepare quality presentations for the committee on the second quarter.
No, we agree. You asked for 60 days, we're giving you 60 days. I think what she's saying is that instead of getting the report 7 days in advance, which is normally getting, the days might be shorter, because they're insisting on the 60 days. But I think we live with that. We will find a way of living with that, as long as we can have sufficient, when I say sufficient time, I don't want to get that document ready to talk to you. If you get it the night before, we won't see it. But if you guys insist on it, and in future, we will make sure that 60 days are going to give us sufficient time. You want to talk on the 28th time?
No. On the 28th, oh, that will be the last day, the last
report
of the committee. Have we got a report of the committee?
So that we think we're doing next week. Remember, on the 9th? Remember, the Kingston was supposed to do last week.
Yeah.
We didn't do it. The first engagement when we come back is when we're doing.
Oh.
And members have got the documents already.
Yes. Yes.
Got
part of the document.
If they have done updates up before to them, they will bring the updates, but this will be the main topic.
Okay.
That's on the line.
No. It's taken from my
job. So we have you on the 28th?
Come on.
And then on the 14th, we will hold the relay forum. Thank you. So the report for the fourth quarter is a couple.
Okay.
And we will send it out to all the board. Thank you very much. And Cindy will just have to apply for overseas when the time is right for next year. Yes. Can we go to you in a minute?
Yeah, minute.
Quickly before people leave, so that we quorum.
Which one?
Yes, sir.
Which one?
A lot of them.
29 for us? What's in there? Whatever you can take it
as well. You have
to go now.
All right. We should have minutes for the 29th of August,
yes.
4th of September,
yes.
1st of okay. September, and the 12th of September, and then we should be up to date. Anybody got those testimonies?
Yes. Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
On the 4th, on the 29th of August, are there any changes on page number 1? Page number 1, 29th of August. Page number 2. Page number 3. Page number 4. Page number 5. Can we move for the adoption of the minutes of the 29th, but Norwood, the question by the Claire and all of us, thank you very much. We then move to the minutes of the 4th of September in all the 70 centers. That was our meeting with the labor representatives and departments. Page number 1, any changes? Page number 2, anything? Page number 3, anything? Page number 4? Page
25.
Yes, yes. Paragraph 3-4. Where it starts with the DPAA.
Yes,
sir. Right, add, add. If you read the sentence.
Yes. We'll take off the head. Any other things that they did on 3-4-4? The sentence starts with the DPAA.
Okay.
Page 7, Andy. Thank you. Page 8. Mover for the adoption of the minutes with an accurate description, and Admiral Clark Max and everybody is satisfied. Thank you very much. Can we then move to the discussion of the chairman? Good old chairman. That was the CCTV TV camera discussion that we had. Any changes on page number one? Number two.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I just got a request that under apologies, that it seems that, you know, there was an apology not to attend, but it should be qualified. I think that is the day when I represent the committee at,
yeah,
at an antique,
all,
yeah, old assembly with the detective team. So there's a less qualified that who attended there. Otherwise, it seems, you know, I was there.
Are we happy with that?
Yes.
Because we had to go in.
Yeah.
You want to talk to page 2, Baba?
Page
1, yes, sir.
I was
present. Or
page
number 1.
No, you were not
present.
I was present.
Or the CCB capital. We take it as an attendance meeting. Alright? We've got you as absent, but your attendance is fine. Everybody else that was absent was, is happy. Paliso, Rudy.
Yes, yes.
Zobu. I suppose the Zobu would be the same as next week.
Yeah.
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 Alright. We will attend to them. Thank you. I think that's the thing. Page number 3. Yeah.
And then we've got a list for the 12. I'm hoping that members have... There are a few things that we picked up after sending them to you, sending you, to giving them to you now. We've underlined them, so if those are the same ones we picked up, they've been corrected.
Oh.
If it's not, then you can rate them, but we picked up some things in the intro that we have to correct. These were the quarterly reports that members will recall we had last week. Are there any changes to page 1? Any changes to page number 2? Changes to page number 3.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to
go out
to
the OT.
What? No, what? It's either you, January, or... No, it's January.